I'm Larissa Donovan with the Up North Report. Time is almost up for woodland owners interested in restoring their storm-impacted forests to apply for a partial reimbursement from the government. Following the major windstorm that felled an estimated 9 million trees last June, the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources successfully applied for the Emergency Forest Restoration Program from the U.S. Department of Agriculture on the behalf of storm-impacted residents. Through the program, woodland owners can be reimbursed up to 75% for clearing storm-damaged trees and replanting efforts. The program is specific to the particular storm and available for private woodland owners in Beltrami, Cass, Clearwater, Hubbard, Itasca, and Mahnomen counties. The application portal opened in February but will close on June 5th. Gary Michael, the DNR's Cooperative Forest Management Supervisor, says only 123 applications have been received so far, and he was hoping to see around 150.
We sent out letters to about 9,000 landowners, private woodland owners.
USDA Farm Service Agency county committees will determine land eligibility using on-site damage inspections to assess the type and extent of damage. Eligible lands must be owned by any non-industrial private individual, group, association, corporation, or other private entity.
Basically, you just show up at your farm service agency and tell them you're interested in the Emergency Forest Restoration Program, or EFRP, and they'll get you started. I think that there's a few things they have to provide, but the farm service agency helps them through that.
The cost share payments are limited to $500,000 per person or entity per disaster. After more than 100 years, 3,400 acres have been restored to the Fond du Lac Band of Lake Superior Chippewa. The Minnesota Star Tribune reports Governor Tim Walz signed the bill authorizing the transfer Wednesday following a years-long effort by the band. The large stretch of forest lies entirely within the boundaries of the Fond du Lac Reservation, but it was under the control of the University of Minnesota following timber deals amid the allotment era when the government sold what it called unclaimed tribal lands to settlers and businesses. A logging company in Cloquet bought the land for $1 an acre in 1900 and turned it over to the U in 1909, where it has been the site of its Cloquet Forestry Center. The Strib reports Fond du Lac and university leaders are working on a formal operation agreement for the future of the site, which is expected to continue forest research. Fond du Lac Chairman Bruce Savage told the Strib that he is hopeful to see research that, quote, greatly impacts the band, not just timber extraction, such as plant medicines, agroforestry, and water quality. An administrative law judge will be in Bemidji Tuesday as the Minnesota Public Utilities Commission considers an electric rate increase from Otter Tail Power Company. The PUC approved an interim rate increase of 11% that went into effect earlier this year. The final rate increase is expected to be determined in early 2027. Otter Tail Power is proposing an 18% rate increase. In a notice sent to customers, Otter Tail says its last rate review was based on 2021 costs and that the current rates, quote, no longer cover the cost of providing reliable service. The rate increase, if approved, would raise residential prices by about $20 a month. If the final rate approved is lower than the current interim rate, Otter Tail says it will refund customers the difference plus interest. If it's higher, Otter Tail says it won't backcharge customers. Otter Tail Power's service area spans 70,000 square miles in North Dakota and Minnesota and includes many cities and towns in northwest Minnesota, such as Bemidji, Detroit Lakes, Clearbrook, and Cass Lake. The public hearing in Bemidji is set for 6 p.m. Tuesday at the Sanford Center Ballroom. A virtual public hearing is also set for 6 p.m. Thursday. The Brainerd Lakes Area League of Women Voters is hosting an elections information session. Crow Wing County Administrative Services Director Jory Danielson will speak. The organization says attendees will gain essential knowledge of the voting process and the role of an election judge. The event begins at 5 Thursday at the Northland Arboretum. It will also be streamed on Facebook. That's it for the Up North Report. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Larissa Donovan, telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report on KAXE is sponsored by Woodland Bank, dedicated to serving local businesses, families, and nonprofits in our area since 1920. You can find more information online at woodland.bank.